As children growing up in America, we start at the very beginning. In our education, we begin with A, B, C. We begin with you and me in the land of the free. Each and every kindergartner is taught the morals that constitute a functioning United States. Be kind to one another. Listen to one another. Now more than ever, it is time to start at the beginning and remember what we teach our children. America is made up of every type of person. We are the home of the brave, the home of the billionaires, and the home of the homeless. We are the land of the free, the land of the plains and mountains, and the land of the stolen land. Though there are faults to every beauty of this country, pointing fingers at whoever is more wrong does nothing to fix it. America strives for freedom to be who you want to be, but does not allow the space to grow into it. For every type of person who has died for this country, there is every type of person who has been hurt by this country. We must go back and start at the very beginning. George Washington believed, quote, "The spirit of the party serves always to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms, kindles the animosity of one part against another," end quote. And, well, he was right. Political parties polarize each other. There are people afraid to speak their minds despite freedom of speech. There are people afraid to be who they are and to make mistakes despite the pursuit of happiness. All anyone can see within this country are reasons to rebel against each other. But zoom out and see that to everyone else in the world, and to our founding fathers, this country is a place to unite. We are a hodgepodge of everywhere else. From around the world, we have collected languages, products, knowledge. But our history begins right here. We collected what we have from everyone else and made it new. Now we give this collage to our own children, who are slathering glue, trying desperately to hold it together. We have to show them how to keep it together. Start at the beginning and remember all that we have taught them. Be kind to one another. Listen to one another. Include one another. Remember all that we have fought for them, so that they can keep their lives, their liberty, and their pursuit of happiness. Rather than how wrong we have been, focus on the opportunity to fix it. There are some who have lost their patriotism by focusing on the differences between one another. Start at the beginning. We teach our children to retrace their steps when they lose something, but what about lost values? Start at the beginning. Retrace our steps. What do we stand for? We are red, white, and blue. We are valor, peace, and justice. I remember in preschool, when teaching us about the beginning of America, they sat us around a table and held hands for Thanksgiving dinner. Thank you for each other. Thank you for this home. We had every type of person around that table, and we still do. Let us push our chairs back together. Let us close our eyes and let us hold our hands and give thanks. Let us start at the very beginning. Remember and acknowledge the mistakes we have made, but do not make them our focus. Do not dwell. We only have a future if we leave the past. Do not point fingers. We can only move forward if we go together. Where do we go from here? We go together. This is where we make our new start.